Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome back to another episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. On this episode, we talk about Jonathan Majors. We talk about Deion. Are they for real? The Colorado Buffaloes continue to win going into Oregon next week. We talk about white people using black slang and many more. Here we go.
Why don't y'all niggas learn, man? Why must you have to like learn the hard way every time? Why? Why? I'm talking to you, Trey. Stop sitting back and relaxing this up.
This nigga loves to eat on the pie, by the way.
For
this nigga's
real,
favorite
man.
Thing is to just he think he a movie character. He think he Brad Pitt from Ocean's 11. He eating it every scene and shit. Come on, my nigga.
I'm with you though, bro. Like the audacity, the amount of shit that I was given, literally a pod ago. I didn't even realize this is what the topic was until like right now. The amount of the audacity of the shit I was given a pod ago for just going out there and playing. The audacity, bro. Like I was just playing like regular basketball. You in a showcase.
I saw Trey's Instagram and I was just like, I want to throw my phone, man.
You were that disgusted?
I was so disgusted, man. I'm like, come on, man.
Hey, man. Yo, so what happened was Nike invited me to a World Basketball Festival. They opened up Lincoln Court. They end up putting a basketball court there. And the court is beautiful. Probably the best basketball court I've ever played on in my life. And I get there. It's an 8 a.m. media run. And I'm like, I'm a coach. I'm going to just do this. And I'm looking at the chair. And they like, we got your name with your jersey on. Like, your name's on the back of the jersey. So I'm looking. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to play. And then somebody passed me the ball. I didn't touch the ball in 4 months. And when I touched the ball, I couldn't.
Like Melo.
So this is the thing. When I touched the ball, I shot it. I airballed. I mean, first shot.
See?
The next shot. I shot it again. I shot it again. Airball. I shot it again. Airball. No legs. Clearly. No legs.
Yo,
right?
God was like, yo, man, you don't want to do this, bro.
So then I'm still chilling. I ain't put the jersey on. I mean, I left it on the chair. My shoes not tied. I put on the shoes just to like so they can get the pictures.
Yeah. You know?
They picking teams. And these cats from Serbia said, you. Me? I'm third pick. They like, yeah. And then Speedy Norman.
Man, who the hell else was there, man?
It was a bunch of people, right? So Speedy Norman's also like, yeah, get Trey.
Yo, can he hoop?
Yeah, he can hoop. He fast.
You know, that's what I figured.
So I'm like, damn. So like the paint hadn't dried on the swoosh. You know how when they do the court, it's slick. Yeah. So they're like, you're not playing full court. So I'm like, maybe half court I could just post in the short corner and just shoot the jumper. No. I get out there. I'm playing defense. I done forgot all about the knee.
Of course.
I'm active now. We winning. The boss who runs Nike operation shit gets out there. He out there big. He like 6'6". He out there up fake scoring. We get to the championship. We play against him. I'm out here pushing with him. I forget I ain't got no leg strength. But I made it through injury free, brother. And I'll never do it again. Thank God.
Big Cap
is back.
Nigga Big Cap. He's all the way back in the building, y'all.
So the comps,
the whole setup was Cap, and he ended with some more Cap. Hey. You got to bring the Caps out. You got to bring the Caps out for my Hold on.
So the comms team, listen, shouts to Alex and the crew. She sends these pictures and she's like, oh, look at your smile. You're happy. Yada, yada, yada. I'm so glad that you went out there and played. You're not retired. So I'll post the pictures. That's a lot of fucking caps, Jason, by the way.
My nigga, Big Cap.
Hey, can we get a new era deal? Can we get a new era deal, man?
My nigga, Big Cap out here. You know what I'm saying? Big Cap.
Oh, my God. So
we know you're going to be back out there, bro. The bright lights came on and you forgot everything you ever said. As soon as nigga pointed you out, you was like, what?
So thirsty to play. Like, oh my gosh, yo. Yo, that was a sick thirst you just displayed when you were selected too, brother.
Listen, isn't that
like
crazy?
Third overall? Third
overall? Me? Hey,
with the third.
Okay.
Hey, with the third pick, I made the earth sick.
Straight away, perfect. Could you believe that I could be around the lovely ladies and turn down a drink, but if I get on this basketball court?
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass-on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, Noodle. Hey, boy. How you doing? And Noodle's just like,
ah, whatever. Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Yes, yeah. I actually can believe.
Yeah,
it goes off.
Love. That's your true love.
That's your true love, bro. That shit hurt.
It hurt, bro.
What's my man from Love and Basketball?
Oh, you talking Quincy McCall?
Yeah, young Quincy over here.
You got to look at it like this. I walked out unhurt. The next day, I couldn't walk, though. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I was walking pretty bad. You know what I mean? Because I pulled up to the next event, and they was like, how do you feel? And I was like, terrible. I feel terrible. You know what I mean? I didn't get hurt, but I feel terrible. I tossed and turned in my sleep. I was really hurting. You know what I mean? And that was like, think about it. That was our first temp drop too of the city. Like that shit was 70 degrees out there, Jason, at 8 a.m. hooping hard as hell.
I heard it was hot in New York right now.
Not anymore. Not anymore. You need a hoodie to walk outside. But it was just so, yeah. It's crazy temp drop randomly.
Hold on.
What?
Recognize my man's is definitely a West Coast dude at heart. So to us East Coast folk,
I don't count for 3 years.
No, nigga.
You're talking to me like I didn't play college basketball in Iowa. The Midwest way colder than Philly. Way colder than Philly. Iowa is terrible, bro.
What you're doing?
You acting like I don't know what cold is.
You're bringing other factors in to know. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, as an East Coast person, what's happening on the East Coast right now is not 100% hoodie weather. the people that have hoodies on right now are people like myself who just love wearing hoodies. Like, so we can't wait for the weather to get to a certain point, but this is still 100% t-shirt weather going on right now.
I feel like you guys are both right. The high today in New York is 78, and that's not hoodie weather. But the low is 58 and raining, and that's definitely
winter, bro. Don't do that. You know the lows are generally that first thing in the morning where half of the people that even care about this type of shit are still asleep because they just got in from the crib.
Jer, 59 to 77.
What's the temperature right now?
Right now it's 76. Yeah.
It was probably 59 at like 7 a.m.
Yeah. Jason. Yeah, 59 to 77. Right. You wearing a t-shirt?
No, definitely not. But I'm a West Coast dude, like Jerv's saying.
Niggas out here that are Brooklyn residents that got a hoodie on, brother.
But to the point, Trey, I'm gonna ask you. So, would you consider somebody from New York who's been in LA for 3 years a West Coast person?
Them niggas gonna grab any nigga I know that come to New York. Not they gonna grab a hoodie. Oh God!
I'm asking the question.
Answer the question.
You said, would you call somebody what?
Somebody from New York. Your same position, the opposite. Somebody from New York coming to LA, been here for 3 years. Would you refer to them as a West Coast person?
Yeah, they got what? Like Waz could give me an opinion about the weather. He been there long enough for me to be like, all right, because he get it. He made it through. Because then he can be like, hey, I needed a hoodie, boy. He can say some shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, for real. Because, like, you can only get cute for so long. New York, the thing that people get here and say, oh, it's 79. I just got off the I didn't pack no coat. And nigga think they in Arizona. Nigga, it's not Arizona.
You need a coat for 79?
Niggas got a respectable humidity. But when that temp drop hit, it ain't no warm night. Nigga, you need that hoodie, nigga. Quit playing. It is not fun, nigga, because you be trying to catch a train, trying to be cute. It's your t-shirt on, nigga. You're cold, nigga. I ain't going to play that shit. Like, you know what I mean? New York humidity. If we got an 80-degree night, cool. I get it, because the humidity. There's no more humidity. That shit is out. There's no that shit gone. Them bugs that was flying around, them red shit, them shits is dead. They ain't flying no more. I can leave my window open now and get a cool breeze.
Man, that shit is the opposite in LA. Niggas been talking about the mosquitoes. Like, bro, them niggas is biting niggas through the jeans.
But y'all also had crazy rain, which y'all never had rain in a minute.
Bro, y'all I don't know what it is. But we got it's a new batch of mosquito niggas out here.
Can I put y'all on?
Hold on. The homie Like said he seen one fly by playing hit him up. Mosquitoes is on some other shit out here this year, bro. I'm telling you.
So look, I'm not really a conspiracy theorist guy, right? Mm-hmm. But I tried something out and it worked. I had a homie tell me that they had stopped eating chicken. And when they stopped eating chicken,
you need to stop this sentence right now.
The mosquitoes go grab the caps. Go grab the caps.
Look, no cap. I stopped eating chicken for 2 months.
You did. So this is.
I tried this shit out. I stopped eating chicken for 2 months. I didn't have not one mosquito bite. I ate chicken like 2 days in a row. I had a mosquito bite. So I'm just saying. My advice would be, hey, dog, just stop.
My new shit is, oh, brother.
I'm trying to tell you.
That's definitely an old brother moment right there.
Not rolling with that.
Nigga,
what are you
talking about?
That nigga said he didn't eat chicken, so niggas said, nah, I ain't gonna bite him no more. All right, Jerv.
I tried the shit out. It worked. Hey, man. Hey, listen. I'm not usually that guy. But today I'll be that guy. Yeah, y'all having mosquito problems? All I'm doing is sharing the knowledge. You can choose to use it or not. But don't say I didn't tell you. There's a way to get these mosquitoes to leave you alone.
Not really, bro.
Jerv, that's some Erykah Badu shit.
Large order of me no rolls, please.
Me no rolls is crazy.
Lars helping.
That's the best thing.
Yeah.
And on that note, for Big Jerv, Jason Madison, Amin, this has been a Black Opinions Matter. Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. Network. See y'all next week.